Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome everybody, Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and I'm with you, and I am here for another Life West Leadership Line. Today, I've got, boy, Doug, we met each other in 1985?
Yeah, 85. Yeah, a long time.
85. That's going to be 40 years. We're coming up on 39 years right now, or 38 years. I've got Dr. Doug DeSiena coming at us from Irvine, California, down in the Southland, Orange County, the big OC. Yep. Hey, Doug, great to have you, my man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We got some great stuff to go in today. Doug is a phenomenal chiropractor. I try to send as many students as I can. True? As many students as I can. Yeah. Do preceptorships in Doug's office. Number one, he's busier than all get out. Number two, he does phenomenal work. Besides just, vertebral subluxation correction, he's got a brain-based practice also. We'll get into this. Doing amazing things, amazing healings that are happening over in Irvine from his office. And Doug's been involved in chiropractic, like, intimately. I'm talking about politics. He was, the rep for the ICA and all the other things. In fact, Doug and I, if we still have it, Doug.
Yes.
We're the officers of the Golden State Chiropractic.
Yes, we are. We still have it.
Do we still have it? Doug went and dug this out and found that there was an association in chiropractic that has been dormant forever. He paid the back dues on it, called me up and said, guess what? You're treasurer and vice president of the Golden State Chiropractic Association. He's president, and I'm VP. He's president and secretary. And it's like, yeah, it's still on my resume. Isn't that amazing? But Doug's just done amazing things, and he's mentored docs. He lectures all over the place, just talking about the work that he's doing and brain function and things like that. And Doug, I'm just thrilled to have you. And what are we now, 40th year?
Yes. Yep.
You hit the 4-0, bro. It's easy.
What? I'm more energized today than I was when I started.
I know.
I'm stoked about what we do.
Yeah. And, and you're probably healthier now than when you started. In fact, tell us right now. Let's just jump in. Talk about the story. What got you into chiropractic?
Yeah. So I had completely misdiagnosed when I was a kid. I had what they thought was asthma, then allergies. Ultimately, I got a diagnosis of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And I collapsed the right side of my lung. I lost 50 pounds. I was my lowest weight as a senior in high school was 134 pounds.
A senior in high school?
Correct. Yeah, I lost a ton of weight. I wasn't sleeping. My dad would stay up with me every single night, bent over my bed. There's something called pulmonary cupping, where you cup a person's back to let the person breathe.
Doug, wait.
Yeah.
Your dad was with you?
Yes, every night.
Because you might stop breathing?
I couldn't breathe. So he would do pulmonary cupping. I'd go on my back, and he would put oxygen mask on my face. And this is how I lived for almost 2 years. So neither one of us slept for close to 2 years. And the lowest part of my life was I was sitting on the evaluation table. Unlike any other chiropractic office, the door was open. My mother and my doctor in the white coat, who's, the smartest person on the planet. He's your MD. They know everything. And he's told my mother, we've tried everything with your son, and there's really nothing more we can do. Maybe it's just in his head, but, we don't know what to do next. And my heart just sunk at that moment. I completely lost all hope. It's still emotional to this day. And I felt like I was led to a cliff and just dumped off, just completely abandoned. And then it's funny how God, universe works. Within 3 days, a friend of mine who I used to play sports with in high school picked me up on his motorcycle. He goes, you're coming with me. We're going to join a gym because you look terrible. So he literally came up to my bedroom, got me on his bike, got a gym membership, and the first 20 members got a free spinal evaluation. I had no neck pain, no symptoms. Although both of my parents saw chiropractors, they never told my parents a story, which is the number one thing. And what I believe is the success of this practice is we tell a story tonight. After 40 years, Dr. Ron, I'm going to be doing a lecture in my office to a full audience till 8:30 at night tonight. Yeah. I give up a night with, you know, everybody, because this is how we do it. This is how we tell the story. I get people in the room and I tell them what we do and why we do it. Yeah. Anyway, those doctors never told my parents what chiropractic was. Needless to say, I did not take advantage of it. After a couple months, because I found out this guy trained with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I go, I'm going to get that examination. Sure enough, he took an x-ray, straight neck. He goes, I think we should correct your neck. And I go, great. And then 6 weeks later, I was on that vinyl adjusting table. I remember breathing for the first time. And Ron, it literally felt like my life came back to me. Physically, I felt this renewal, this innate flowing, as we would know it. And I had hope in me. I thought I heard God's voice saying, you're going to give hope to where hope is lost. I now drove home and I told my parents, I'm going to become a chiropractor and I'm going to give people hope. And that started my journey when I was 17.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And Doug, I mean, listen, 134 pounds as a senior in high school?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you?
I was an athlete. I weighed 108 pounds, played all the way sports, all the way through my sophomore year. I literally played football. I was the offense, defense, kickoff return, you know, everything. I went from that to losing 50 pounds to I was also in something called MGM at the time. I remember bringing my first D home because I wasn't going to school. Yeah. And then my teachers thought, there's another kid. You know, this was the 70s. They thought I was on drugs. They were prescribed. And my life was terrible. I didn't want to live. I wanted to end my life, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's amazing too. You're right. I mean, we need to be shouting the story from the rooftops, right?
Yes, we do.
And it wasn't that he did anything special, I don't think.
No,
he just corrected you. He just adjusted you. But and it's like, you know, and I think that's the message, you know, part of the message, right, is that, you know, we just need to get our hands on people and
reduce
the interference, right? You know, technique specific. It's not this. It's not that. It's all in here, right?
It so is. Yeah, that's why, I really want to do another mission trip with you. I want to bring my whole office. I went to Tonga a few years back. Unfortunately, you can go that trip. I was looking forward to spending that time with you, but nonetheless, we went. And I'm telling you, I haven't been since. And I really want to go. It was so light. I saw miracles that we see in our practice, but within that week, you see these condensed amount of literally like people's life have been changed. And it's an experience that I would really encourage every chiropractor to hook up with you and to do a mission trip or a service trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they are amazing. Man, you know, I mean, the thing I love about service trips is that for docs like yourself, you were probably in practice 35 years at the time, right?
Yep.
And it still opens your heart. You know,
it does.
It just peels that stuff away because, you know, you're just there to do one thing.
Right.
Serve.
You know what it is for me? It really illuminates all that's possible with an adjustment is what it does.
Yeah.
Like there's no ROFs, there's no like charts, you know, it's just simple. It's the way it was meant to be. You know, you basically take a subluxated person, you free their nerve system up, and you really watch the amazing miracle work as the body's intended.
Yeah, and there's no one like this.
Yeah.
So is this going to work? They're there because they want to be there.
Yeah.
They're there because they're looking for a healing, right? I mean, you know, it's like the perfect storm, isn't it? You know, that poof, you know? And
it is.
It's really amazing. So chiropractors out there, call the college or email me, you know, it doesn't matter. Just we'll get you on a trip. I mean, we go to Tonga, we go to India, we go to Mexico. 3 times a year, we go to all of these places with an extra 2 trips to India. Wow. So 5 times to India, 3 times to Mexico, 3 times to Tonga. We'll get you on these trips. And I promise you, your heart will open, your life will open, a renewed passion for what you do. Yep. Your practice will explode. I mean, just because
that's so true.
Your heart's just wide open. It's just what happens, you know. Doug, let's talk about this. And by the way, that's just, I want to give credit to your father. You know, I mean, here is a man that I never got to meet.
Yeah.
You know, I know he passed, but who stayed up with you every night.
Yeah.
To me, and that's something you would do, and that's something I would do, something some viewers would do. But, you know, to actually do it and to think about doing it is one thing, but to actually do it is another. You know,
right. It was a commitment.
Yeah, there's a commitment there, and it's just, and that's a love commitment, you know.
Yeah,
I love to see the Cleveland behind you on the wall, because you went to Cleveland Chiropractic College, L.A.
There's also Life West up there as well. There's Life West.
There you go.
Yeah, we got the whole slew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but you were at Cleveland, you know, in Los Angeles, right? You know, before they shut that down and they just consolidated everything over in Kansas City, and we adopted you. As a Life West, you know, you were an orphan. We adopted you, and you're never an orphan because Cleveland's a great school. But let's talk about the brain-based stuff, man. You got, like, you know, you've always been doing really cool things, cutting edge. Always, you're a constant learner, and that's what I love about you. Besides who you are, but what you do, you know, you're always a learner. You're one that. Oh, I'm going to this seminar over here. I'm going there, right? Because you're always looking to get in stuff, right? Take more.
Yeah.
You know, talk about it. What are you doing with the brain?
First of all, I just want to address that. I think that it excites me, and it gives me like another reason to train and to expand and to serve more people. So yeah, we started. Chiropractic is a brain-based profession. It really is. It started with BJ, right? I always get the words wrong, but the neuroencephalomandibulograph. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So, I mean, think about that. BJ was doing this amazing. He was measuring vagal function and autonomic regulation. And so, like, we own that stuff. It's so interesting that now you see, like, these doctors they call it cervical destructure. We call that a reverse curve or forward head posture, right? They're talking about how a lack of curvature causes neurological dysregulation. You have a Nobel Prize winner says when there's the upper cervical is locked up, it causes a lack of stimulation. So the brain begins to atrophy. They see less and they hear less. Sounds like the chiropractic story to me, doesn't it?
It does. But let me ask you a question. So you're saying that the not the chiropractic profession, but either the medical profession or other professions are calling it what?
They call it cervical vagopathy.
Vagopathy, like vagalopathy? Yeah.
Right. Because of cervical destructure.
Destructure.
Yeah. The one who's
that's basically either a kyphosis or a loss of normal curve, right?
Correct. His name is Dr. Hauser, who actually is really perfecting that, Hauser. And yeah, so we're understanding that this thing called autonomic dysregulation is basically, it's an exaggerated fight-flight response, which most of the patients walking into our office are under this fight-flight response. And for a while there, I was all into nutrition. I was working on people's guts. And you know what, Dr. Ron, it came back to this. My chiropractic roots, why are people walking in with chronic dysbiosis? Huh, because people are stuck in a fight-flight response. They have a subluxation above the atlas. So we work on the atlas, of course. We work on correcting curvature in the neck. But then we have to look at brain and support brain function.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then also, if I could just say this, you encouraged me because every time I go to the wave, I'm introduced to new technology. Right. So years ago, I forgot what wave it was, but you said, you got to do this. I'm like, okay, whatever you say. So you introduced me to the person who owns the Wavi technology. Right. And Dr. Ron, I was there. I gave him my credit card. I mean, I didn't know. I just did it, you know? Yeah. And the same thing with the ocular motor stuff that we're into. This is great, great technology. I'm sorry I missed the wave this year. But what I love about where you're going is you are also on that path really of creating neurology experts in neurology who are graduating from your school.
Right. I mean, it's all about neurology, right? I mean, when you
it's all about neurology.
You know, chiropractors, we've always said it, you know, so we're not bone doctors. We're not, you know, I mean, we are, you know, neurology. That's what we work with. We're nervous system.
100%.
You know, it's what happens. Now, I know you're doing, are you doing the Carrick work right now? Are you doing the?
I am. I'm in the Carrick program. I'm doing a lot of the Carrick work. Also doing some stuff from Datis Corazin as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on everything. I'm getting hours as I can. And I'm just learning so much. And, you know, so just so we're clear, the way our office works, we do a lot of other stuff. I spend most of my time where my joy is, and that's over the adjustment table. We do a little bit more of a detailed examination. So people come in, we check for ocular motor dysfunction. We check for heart rate variability. Of course, we do the thermographies, as you know, that we've been doing for a long time. Again, you were the one who first got me to buy the Titron, I think, a long, long time ago, because I was doing the MCA.
Well, let me just be clear with our audience, okay? Because, you know, I look to buy this stuff, and I don't know if I should buy it. So I just call Doug and say, Doug, you got to buy this stuff. And he goes and buys it, and then I wait to see how he likes it or not. I never told you. I'm teasing, Doug. I don't do that. You know, it was all in my office, all that stuff.
No, it was awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Just like, yeah. So... We do all this technology, and so people are getting a neurological assessment in my office like they've never seen before.
And this is everyone who walks in, right?
Pretty much everyone who walks in. Now, obviously, if we have a 10-year-old, 8-year-old kid, we're probably not going to get full EEG and everything. But most adults, they get the full neurological evaluation, and we get a tremendous amount of data and insight into their autonomic nerve system, right? And of course, it all starts with the chiropractic care. Everybody gets an X-ray. We get their cervical curve actually measured. That is a goal of ours. And I was about to say, Dr. Ron, my time is not. I don't myself do any of these assessments. In the ROF, I gather all of this data points, and then I present that to the patient, and we come up with a game plan. Correct. Right. I spend most of my time still worth, and I hate to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but after 40 years, Dr. Ron, I have my joy. I have an open room with 6 tables, as you know, you've been to my office, and it is honestly pure, unadulterated fun. Yeah. It's just, how do you not have fun turning the power on for people? You're literally changing their life, every single adjustment, right? I tell people, I've heard this from Ian Grassman a long time ago. He said, the minute I put my hands on you, your life is going to change. Yeah. And you know, Dr. Ron, I heard that in DE, back with you back in the early mid 80s. I tell that to every one of my ROFs to this day. From this day forward, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Johnny, your life is going to change.
Yeah. Yeah. What a beautiful message to plant also. You know, Ian used to say that, and like you say, it was such conviction, and I love it, you know. So with the brain based, because listen, first of all, we got to give props to Deed Harrison.
Yes, we do.
Because all of Deed's research and all the things he's doing, showing that the cervical curve, his latest research, that lack of loss of a curve or decrease of a curve impedes the neurological function, and it's all measured, right? And then you increase the curve, and all of a sudden, boom, it's just you're functioning at a much higher level neurologically, right? And it's all measurable, right? The synapse, the impedance that he does. It's indeed you are doing, if you're listening, which I'm sure you will be, you're doing phenomenal with that.
Yeah, thank you.
But we're all doing brain-based, right? Everyone, if you just touch a spine, you're doing brain-based, but you can then focus on it. Cause I know you have a class, you do a class every week around.
We do 3 different classes.
Yeah, sure.
So a long time ago, Dr. Fred Barge said this, cause he took blood pressure on everybody. And there were some people who said like, that's medical, right? And Dr. Fred Barge said, if you don't measure it, And then how do they know you corrected it? Like how many of our patients come in with an altered brain activity, you do an upper cervical adjustment and you correct them. You take them out of a dysregulated state into a regulated state. You take them from a sympathetic to a parasympathetic state, which is where all healing begins, which is why your gut doesn't function, is because you're in a sympathetic state. We do that work as chiropractors, but we can't really tell people because we're not measuring it. Right. Like the number one rule of business, I forgot the German expert said, but he said, if you want to manage something, you always have to measure something.
Yeah.
We need to measure what we're doing as a before and an after.
Yeah. 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 And so when you have like tonight, you have a class, what are the 3 classes that you do?
Okay. So I do a chiropractic talk. We call it a WOW. That's a wellness orientation workshop, because all wellness the biggest, okay, this is, I tell this to my patients and my friends and whomever will listen to me. You know, I know there's biohacking and Dave Asprey and all these, you know, people on Instagram. Dr. Ron, the biggest biohack that we know of is chiropractic care.
Yeah.
It's like the best biohack there is. And it doesn't require you to submerge yourself in cold water, which I do, or I use an ice pack over my head, which I do, or go into a sauna, which I do. I do all that cool stuff. An adjustment is the best biohack there is. So I tell people that all the time. So anyway, that's number one. That's the number one talk is the wellness orientation workshop. It is an absolute, we make it as best we can a requirement. So that's number one. Number two, we do an inflammatory talk. Why do we do inflammatory talk? Because all chronic illness is inflammatory. When a person is stress-induced because of the brain or an atlas or reverse curve, that is an inflammatory process. So we teach people how the brain and nerve system cause the inflammatory pathway, because everybody knows that inflammation is the root cause of all chronic illness. So we simply have to tell people that's a neurological disorder. I even have, they just did a study that talked about SSRIs, how 85% of the time it was no better than a placebo. Mm. And what they found out was that when there's stress on the brain, that stress enhances a fight-flight response, which then drives cytokines, and cytokines drives inflammation.
Yeah.
And now you're talking what? You're talking depression, anxiety, insomnia, OCD, brain fog, heart disease, cancer, stroke, chronic fatigue syndrome. It's all inflammatory.
Yeah.
Neurological component to inflammation.
Yeah.
The third talk I do real quick is on stress. And that's when I explain what a QEEG is, what the brain mapping does. I explain why we look at it, how we correct it, and some of the methodologies we go by. So I give them a matrix on how we fix brain inflammation.
So here's the thing. And how do they come? I mean, obviously, all of your patients go to the WOW, right? They all go to the Wellness Orientation Workshop, right?
Right.
And then who would go to the inflammatory talk? Who would go to the—
Everybody.
Huh?
Look, a person comes in, let's say this. A person comes in for neck pain to any medical doctor. And I tell my patients this. They would give you an anti-what?
Inflammatory. Inflammatory, yeah.
They give you a drug, which, by the way, increases the risk of a heart attack by 58%. So right. They would give you non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. So we agree that they have an inflammatory process.
Right.
So we're going to look at and pursue the genesis of that inflammatory process.
Right.
So of course they have inflammation. So now we're going to address it. We're going to come to an orientation so they can understand the cause of that inflammation. Because again, we just don't care about the what. The what is the disease. That's what they like to name. We care about the why.
Right.
That's the cause.
So Doug, just for our viewers. So everyone's going to the WOW talk, right?
Yes.
Right. And then the people who come to the other two talks, do they choose to go? Is it up to them if they want to go? Do the doctors in your office say, hey, you need to get, is it already pre-programmed in their care that they're going to go to these talks and be able to hear this? So they're going to be at three different educational.
Yes. You know, yeah. I wish I can tell you, sit and tell you that every single new patient that comes to our office comes to talk. That just simply wouldn't be valid. But it is the number one attention we have in the ROF. I have a calendar that sits out, and we on the way out of that second appointment, they are booked up for their different talks. Dr. Ron, look, that's only three exposures to me.
Right.
They live out there in the world. 70% of all, I don't care if it's Fox News or CNN, it's all propagating a drug pharmaceutical approach to health, right?
Right.
They don't have that much. I'm with them for 5 minutes over the adjustment table, maybe 15 minutes in an ROF, and maybe 15 to 20 minutes on a new patient.
Yeah.
That's that much time, right? And maybe two or three times a week. So that's 45 minutes a week. But yet they're out there in the world being inundated by fear, especially since this COVID happened with the lockdowns. And now we know lockdowns obviously were not a good idea. So all that stuff, we are safeguarding our public by teaching them some truth about what health is and where health comes from. It's an ADIO experience. So Dr. Ron, one talk is not going to do that.
So, three talks is not going to do it. Listen, one night going home after three talks, one night going home, if they watch TV till 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, they're already going to be inundated with more information. It's counter to what we are teaching, right? About that they are not responsible for their health, that health comes from the outside in, that health you can get in a bottle or a pill or a lotion or a notion, that kind of, course. I mean, right. It's never. Right.
But so I think three lectures is minimal.
Yeah. But the beautiful thing is this, and I think our viewers have to pick up on this, that you are so committed to having them be there. Not that you're forcing them to be there. You're committed to having them be there, that your office is so committed that people are going to show up because you guys show up, right? Not right. Just show up to do the talk, but you show up, in your heart and your soul that you need this, that this is something that we want to impart to you, right? And that's why people come. Because, the number one thing, first of all, I don't even think our new graduates even know about health talks. When I bring it up, it's like, what? Because everything's done on Instagram. Everything's done in bits and pieces, which might not be bad. I'm not saying it could be a great thing. I don't know. It's not in my, it's not on my menu. I've never eaten that. Right. So, right. And it's probably the right thing for them. I don't know if they can even sit for that long a time period, to hear right. something or be able to comprehend it. But when you start to, own what you're doing, they're just going to come. I mean, if they want it, they're going to come, and they usually want it. And when they see results, they're going to want it, and they're going to bring people with them. Right. And that's how people get it. Listen, this is what we used to say. We used to say, chiropractor, you just spend 4,400 hours next to people in your class.
Yeah.
And how many of them walked out, same exact stuff, walked out, not getting the story. Not right. understanding chiropractic, and you expect the patient to get it in a consultation,
no.
a report of findings, and maybe one health class. It's a right. continual process.
I love it.
So let's talk about this, because I didn't say this, and I'm remiss, and I apologize. In your introduction, you started a nonprofit.
Yeah, we did. So we started
Bud Odyssey, right?
Bud's Odyssey Foundation is based upon one of my patients. One of the things at the end of the talks I always tell people is with revelation comes responsibility. They can't just sit with the idea that subluxation is damaging to their health. If they understand that and their family's not coming in, there's a disconnect, right? So we got to figure that out. So now that they have this revelation, they need to tell other people, and they need to bring in their family and their friends, and they have to propagate what we're doing, right? So if they get the big picture, I also tell them, how can I get into your organization to do a talk to your, I'll come to you as well. So I offer that every talk. One of these gentlemen was a Vietnam veteran. Dad is a World War II pilot. He got shot over Japan, was a POW. His entire crew died. And obviously he got released, and he had PTS from then on. And so PTS was in this person's family. And so as a result of my chiropractic care, this patient started sleeping through the night. And again, he came to my talk, which was a requirement. And then I tell him, with revelation comes responsibility. So I ask him, what are you going to do with this newfound knowledge, that now, this awareness that you have? What are you going to do with it? And he goes, I think other people need to know that chiropractic care can help PTS. So that was in 2017. And then now we started it. Now we've seen over 400 first veterans and now first responders. Dr. Ron, we do it completely at no charge. So we take care of them, everything. We do WAVIs, we do the eye tracking, we do some gut work on them. Of course, everybody gets x-rays, everybody gets chiropractic care, I should say. And the amount of testimonies I have with people, like the number one thing I hear all the time, especially amongst police officers, is, you know what? Every time I took this one particular gentleman said this, I was taking a walk after work while dinner was being made. I had a beer in one hand and I had my weapon in the other hand. And I didn't know which one to put in my mouth first. That's the kind of things I hear all the time. There are 22 vets which take their lives every single day. There are untold police and firefighters who take their lives all the time because, there's some bad stuff out there and it affects the brain. And again, I'm not trying to put a negative on medicine, but medicine has really no no methodology by which they can help these people. They treat the end result, which may be anxiety or depression, but they don't have any methodology to reverse the program, neuroplastic program, PTS that's within their brain. Dr. Ron, we can do it.
Yeah.
We change it. So we have different things in our office that help that. I didn't mention this, but we also do neurofeedback. This I don't do it, but we have it accessed in our brain, in our office. We have hyperbaric in our office. Again, I stay on the chiropractic side. I have a brain side of my office. We have over 3,100 square feet. So we have like two different offices within the office, if you will. And so I refer people to my brain side, if that makes sense. But these people walk away with understanding where health comes from. They're not drug dependent anymore. Most of them get off their psychiatric medications. We have now multiple therapists and psychiatrists refer their people to us. And I'm just telling you, we probably save people who wanted to commit suicide. I would say at least a third of those had attempted suicide who are now kind of invented themselves back into their family, into the society, and they're spreading the word of what we do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the biggest thing is you gave, you know, not you, but the work, and it's always within them, but they got their life back. And and that's the biggest thing, you know, they actually get their life back, because there are so many walking wounded, you know, who
so much.
I'm talking about internally wounded, you know, that don't know it. You know, I mean, you look at our police officers and they do amazing work, right? And our firefighters, but they're under such stress. You talk about inflammation, right? You talk about the inflammation that's there. Man, think about that. You know, I mean, you know, the neurological dysfunction, the, you know, then the fight or flight and all this inflammation going on, you know, and their whole body just inflames. And then you start seeing people on the forces longer and longer and longer. And if they're gaining weight or their body just gets more inflamed, whatever it might be, you know, it's not because they're eating crappy. It's because of what their body, the stress that their system is under, you know.
Cortisol.
And we keep, and listen, I don't think any of us could even imagine like what that stress is like. I mean, literally, I mean, I just don't think that, you know, you know, to be in a car all day or just on your feet all day, whatever it might be, not knowing if you're a target, you know, you know, it's, you know, or stepping into the burning building or, you know, going into the household where there's where there's, you know, DV going on, domestic violence going on, you know, these kind of things, and not knowing who's there and what's happening, what's around the corner. Does someone have a gun? You know, all these, it's intense.
It is intense.
I get worked up just thinking about it. And yet these people learn to live with it, and that learning to live with it is their adaptation.
Right.
But that adaptation is stress. They've learned to adapt to their stress, and it's still creating havoc, you know? So I think it's something that we as chiropractors, as a profession need to embrace. And we need to start saying, you know what? I love what you're doing. You know, bring them in. You know, I don't know who it was. It might have been Brad Glowacki calling them occupational athletes, you know, the firefighters, the police, you know, the teachers, you know, we need to bring these people into our offices and set foundations up like you have to be able to take care of them. And I know, you know, you raise money and get funds for this and be able to do that, but it's beautiful, man.
Can I tell you, I was honored. I spoke to the Orange County Police and Sheriff, their biggest meeting for PTS, for mental health awareness. And their keynote speaker was a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I wasn't really proud that I was the one that they asked to do the talk. What made me proud was that it was finally a chiropractor representing an ADIO way of healing, which is so sorely needed at this point.
Absolutely. And you know, I just want to bring something out, because you say PTS and not PTSD.
Right.
And I know why, but just share it with our audience.
Because we no longer call it the post-traumatic stress disorder. So we just call it post-traumatic stress, because we want to get rid of the disorder part of it.
Right.
So if you look at new literature, you'll see PTS. Because why? PTS is nothing more, Dr. Ron, than a dysregulated brain. So we just have to drive parasympathetic function. And then long enough, just like a chiropractic adjustment, you have to keep them under care long enough for the brain to know what we're trying to accomplish. And the brain learns the parasympathetic through neuroplastic changes. And we have evidence of doing this. Once they've gone into a parasympathetic, Again, when you're in a parasympathetic state, you're in a calm and you're in a connected state. Yeah. When you're in a fight flight state, you know, your little kid spills a glass of water on the kitchen table and you go into this fight flight reaction.
Rage, right?
Then you get shame and guilt and all the other things that are associated. You're in a calm, connected state. You're a better human being. Literally what BJ talked about freeing the jails, man, you know, chiropractic has such a potential to change humanity.
Absolutely.
It's just still not out there to the degree that we need it to be.
And we can get it there. And
that's why we have to fill the schools, Dr. Ron.
Right.
Not to talk about Life West, but we need more kids in schools.
Yeah, all schools. You know, all schools. I mean,
yeah.
And we do. And it's just really what it is. Our schools should be packed. You know, we just opened a school up in Nebraska.
Congratulations.
In October. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you know, this is where I'm at these days. In my mind, every state needs at least one chiropractic school.
Love it. Love it.
Every state, at least one chiropractic school. Right. And, you know, most states have a medical school. Most states have a dental school. Right. Kind of thing like that. It's like we all, you know, and this is going to raise, you know, the high tide raises all ships. Doug, it's been a pleasure, man. You know, we kind of hit that witching hour. We're going to have to come back and do part two.
I love it.
On it.
Love you.
Thank you. I love you too, man. And thank you for all that you're doing. You know, I'm going to tell the audience a really quick story. So I'm at a conference in Atlanta, Georgia, had my family there. My daughters, if they were younger, this was probably about 30 something years ago, whatever. And I don't know how many daughters I had at the time, but I left the room because my wife and my daughters were getting ready. So I left the room. I just hung out in the balcony. It was one of those hotels that was at the Waverly Hotel. And it has there's an atrium down below. You can step out of your room and look over a railing. So everything's kind of like that, right? And I'm just standing there and this guy walks out. I don't know if you were there first or I walked out, but standing there and just right next to me, we just strike up a conversation. You know, what do you do? I'm a chiropractor. I'm a chiropractor too. You know, where are you from? You know, Irvine, San Diego, you know, this kind of thing. And before we know it, you know, it was Doug and I talking. And since that moment, you know, we've been brothers in arms, you know, we've done family trips together. We've done all kinds of things. And it's amazing how the universe puts people at the right spot at the right time, you know. But Doug, I cannot talk to you for 6 months. And it's just like we were just speaking yesterday, you know. And that's the kind of true friendship and true heart that we have. And yet we know we can call each other anytime. So thank you. And I appreciate it. I'm so glad that we got to spend this time together and that I got to share you with our audience because you're doing amazing things. And so thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you. And so much of what I do, Dr. Ron, is because of the inspiration that came from you. So I love you and I appreciate you.
I appreciate that and you're welcome. And I got it from someone else. We're just paying it forward like you're doing with all the interns that I send you, you know, and Doug will always take them just like I hope you guys are. So thanks. Thank you so much, Doug. And hey, everybody out there, thank you. You know, thanks for coming in, you know, week after week and watching these, you know, these come out once a week. You know, obviously our Life West Leadership Lines are every other week and they're opposite weeks. My wife and I, Dr. Mary, we do a Life by Life West. We are so thrilled. And, you know, I mean, Dr. Doug just dropped a bunch of bombs on us, you know. So I know I'll be re-listen to these, spread them around to people. You know, there's so much that we could be doing. Our offices need to be filled. Your office is just packed, but it's not because of who you are. It's because of the message that you're giving out and your team, you know, the chiropractors, four other chiropractors in his office along with him. Yeah. It's just amazing stuff, you know, and so just know that, We can do so much more, but do what you can do that you feel is your limit, right? Don't go over that. Keep yourself in balance because it is about the long haul. It's not about the short flash of the long haul, right? Healing this planet is going to be a marathon, right? It's a constant effort that we're going to have to constantly be working at, right? And I'm just thankful for all of our audience that you're all part of this journey because that's what we're about. So until I come at you again with another Life by Life West or Life West Leadership Line from Dr. Doug and myself. We want to just bid you adieu and keep loving those people around you and never forget you are more powerful than you were ever taught to believe. So it's in you, and that's where it all comes from. Until the next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for joining us today and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know who will make this world a better place.